Good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio, and the new season of shows at the Angelina Arts Alliance is set to open this Saturday, September 14th, with Rhythmic Circus, Feet Don't Fail Me Now. And joining me this morning is Tracy Pinkerton, the executive director of the Arts Alliance, to talk a bit about this highly energized dance spectacular. Tracy, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
So this show is really going to get your blood up.
It really does. It's a seven-piece band and four tappers. The tappers all have variety of experience, these dancers. Some of them are involved with the West Coast dance explosion. They've been on different television shows, Rosie O'Donnell and Ellen DeGeneres and Leno, in their own rights. And then they all joined together. What they did was, in 2010, they got the first arts tour grant from the Minnesota State Arts Board. And that's what started the group together. Mm-hmm. And from there, they have such a loyal following. They're based in Minneapolis. They decided to take it on tour, and they went on a 40-city national tour in 2010, and that's kind of what exploded this. Now, the really neat thing is they've been touring ever since. In fact, they just got back from China, and after they come to Lufkin, they're going to do a two-month stint on Broadway. So they're coming right out of our show right into New York for a couple of months.
So really, for those who remember the genesis of Stomp way, way, way back, this is the genesis of a brand new show. You're literally on the cutting edge of something new. And Tap has had a revival over the past like 5 or 6 years among young people who have found not only is it great exercise, it's fun. Of course, you love rhythmic dancing, so there's a lot of energy and fun involved in that. Mm-hmm. Even if it's not quite the Fred Astaire style, it's nice to see it have a resurgence.
I grew up tapping. I was in a couple of tap companies myself when I was younger, so I was always watched tappers. You know, Gene Kelly and Fred Astaire were my heroes. And then, you know, with Gregory Hines, kind of started changing the game and getting into the street style tap where you're low on your feet and you're not up on your toes like Fred and Gene were. And then Savion Glover came along and pushed it even further. These guys are street tappers, the style. Mm-hmm. And so it's a little bit stompish, you know. It's they've got the knit caps and the, you know, kind of the dreadlocks, and they're so full of energy. And they have so much fun playing off of each other. That's one of the best parts of watching this group is when one gets out to do a solo, all the other ones are cheering them on to see what they can do. And I'm going to do seven pirouettes, you know, on my tap shoes, or I'm going to stand on my toes for 15 seconds. So it really makes it fun because there's a lot of interaction between them.
Can you give us some idea about the show times and details for this?
Yeah, the show times, there's going to be two shows, actually. Right. It's part of the premiere series, which is September 14th. That show is a regular night show at 7:30. And then the next day, we're going to do an hour-long version on a family matinee on September 15th at 2:30. So that's on a Sunday.
And you've also got some master classes associated with this.
They love doing outreach, and that's part of what they like to do in a community. So they're going to do a tap master class. I think Nick's going to do the tap master class. We have it set up, I think, on that Saturday morning before the show at night. We're also going to do a beatbox class. So Aaron, who they call him Box, that's his nickname, he's going to hold a class on how to beatbox. And this guy is amazing. He does stuff. He can imitate every instrument you can imagine. Crowds applauding, and he does the thing with the foot pedals. So he'll record himself and then start recording something else and then something else. And it is phenomenal.
Yeah, so looping the sound under it and creating
fabrics.
It's
so amazing. Yeah, but just his voice alone can do so many things. He's also a singer. So he's going to teach a class on how to beatbox.
So now, looking forward, you've got a really interesting show coming up in October. Could you just give folks a little, you know, a little preview of what that's going
to
be?
Okay. In October, we have a tribute to Ella Fitzgerald with the Smithsonian Jazz Masterworks Big Band. And Dolores King Williams is the singer. So these guys have a great history, the Jazz Masterworks Orchestra. It was really created by an act of Congress. So the neat thing is they're a repertory band, and so they have to really be chameleons. They've got to be able to play the original arrangements of whatever composer they're doing, whether it's Duke Ellington or Stan Kenton, Glenn Miller. They take the exact archived music, the arrangements, original, that Smithsonian's been handling all this time, and they play those exact arrangements.
So Tracy, I want to thank you for stopping by today.
Oh, you're welcome.
That was Tracy Pankerton, the executive director of the Angelina Arts Alliance, here to talk with us about Rhythmic Circus. Feet Don't Fail Me Now. This high-energy stage show and dance extravaganza takes place this Saturday, September 14th at 7:30, with a family matinee performance on Sunday the 15th at 2:30. And this all takes place at the Angelina Arts Alliance in Lufkin, Texas. For more information, you can visit angelinaarts.org or give them a call at 936-633-5454. And all of this information, including links, will be on our website at redriverradio.org. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.